This is Regionally Speaking on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Chris Nolte. Ivy Tech Community College here in Northwest Indiana is getting ready for a slightly different fall semester with classes in a different way because of the coronavirus pandemic. And to find out about all of the measures that are being taken on the Lake County campus to get ready for the event coming up with the start of more classes, we have Chancellor Luis Gonzalez with us, as well as Bruce Curry. He's the facilities director for the Lake County campus of Ivy Tech. And gentlemen, thanks for joining us on Regionally Speaking today.
Well, thank you, Chris, for having us. Thank you.
Well, we know that the regular fall semester is not going to be quite the same as it has been in the past. If you think about it, actually, since the spring semester had wrapped up, things had changed dramatically because of the spread of the virus across the state of Indiana, to be sure. And that's, of course, had a big change in how things are being handled on the campuses in Lake County and all of the campuses, for that matter, with Ivy Tech. But we notice, well, that there's an interesting situation that people should know about if they have family members or if they attend classes in the Lake County campus. And Chancellor Gonzalez, if you'll take a moment, please, and bring us up to date on what the fall semester plan is going to be.
The semester will begin on Monday, August 24th, and we're excited by this opportunity. Once the fall term always begins, as we look at it, as our new year. So when we begin the fall term, that's an exciting time for us. But in light of what's happening here with the virus, and all the challenges that go along with that, we made the health and safety of our students and our faculty and staff as a priority. And so everything revolved around that. And so since mid-March, when the governor issued that shelter in place, we've been meeting and mapping out as to what we needed to do in order for us to actually have a safe opening beginning for the fall term.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I asked Mr. Curry to join me, because he has been my right-hand person when it comes to the health and safety of all the people I've just mentioned. And we have three locations in Crump Point and, of course, Gary and at the East Chicago location. And so we've looked at everything from the front entrances to the lobby, staircases, to the classrooms, to the labs, hallways, everything from top to bottom. And I will tell you, Chris, that I feel confident that we will be ready for the fall opening. There's no doubt it's been a challenge. It's been something that that you certainly can't plan for, and there is no playbook for this sort of thing. And so every day, Mr. Curry and I meet, and we talk a minimum of an hour each day, and we review everything that needs to be done and will continue to be done. So I'm excited by this opportunity, but we know that we're not out of the woods yet. But I will tell you that we are so prepared for the fall term and just as excited.
Now, Mr. Gray, if you will, bring us up to date as to what work that you and your staff members on the facilities staff for the campuses have had to do up to this point, up to the nearly the start of the semester, to get the buildings all ready to go.
Okay. I think I'd like to first start with, as Louie indicated, our priority being safety and health. And we basically, I'm going to start with a theme here and then go into the facility mode. We start with the three W's. When you start looking at this whole process, we look at, wear your mask,
mm-hmm.
wash your hands, and watch distancing. Now, taking that theme, we're looking at everybody has a personal responsibility about their own safety and the safety of others. So we started there with what I call the three W's. Taking it there, we as a campus, we basically said masks is a requirement. So coming into our buildings, masks was a requirement even before the direction we got down from the state. We took that position. And we're continuing to take that position. We know that masks will, reduce any issues here. Washing your hands. We basically looked at the cleaning piece, our bathrooms. We looked at basically our bathrooms and really went into some what I call deep cleaning into our bathrooms to ensure they're safe. We looked at taking you from your bathrooms. We looked at all the areas that potentially were common areas, front end, basically throughout our building. We basically, through the summer period with our central team, we basically cleaned the building from top to bottom. As just as a person enters the building, a lot more wipe downs of handles, anything people touch. The front end, we've made it where when welcoming, but also we looked at just like we do today when we go out in the public in our grocery stores and other areas where there's common interface, we had protection there, and our people wear masks, and we have plexi in the front in some of our entrances, and we also just looked at computers and other areas where we distanced those computers and separated them, and so we just went through the whole process of staying with our theme, the three W's, wear your mask, wash your hands, and watch your distancing. And then we went into the classroom. In the classrooms, we looked at the classrooms by saying, okay, we know the 6 feet perimeter. We went to basically toured every site in Lake County and looked physically at each room and ensure that we meet the distancing requirements and what that process looked like. Okay, so we removed furniture in some places, removed keyboards. So that's kind of been our take, staying with the three W's and then looking where we can make improvement to ensure we look at safety and health first. Mm-hmm. One of the things with my background, Louis indicated, I've had like 27 years with Johnson & Johnson. I worked in sterilization areas and also built bio manufacturing rooms. So a lot of things around what we do in this space was kind of common in the medical, I call it manufacturing industry. So this coming to this transition to the schools really helped, and it's kind of been a blessing in my background to be involved with COVID-19, because we know we can make it and move forward.
Now, Chancellor Gonzalez, if you will, review for us, please, what are the procedures that employees as well as registered students for the Ivy Tech Community College campuses are going to have to do when it comes to wearing face masks?
Well, we will follow the governor's executive order. The governor has asked every Hoosier to wear a face mask if he or she is in a public place, and so that will be required of students and faculty and staff. And as Mr. Curry just alluded to, we have taken great strides in protecting our folks, whether it's that distancing in the classroom and the labs. But also we have in the lobby when we have individuals, employees there to greet you, they're wearing a face mask. And we also have what they call the sneeze shields all placed around them, our front desk. And we have advisors available, but we place them instead of in a small office, we have them in a large classroom. So we're respecting the distancing, but it's working, and people are appreciate that. Chris, we also implemented something different. We called Enroll and Go. And so we have registration days where students actually come in and drive in, and they can actually register while they're in their car. We have registration tents stationed throughout the parking lot, so students don't necessarily have to enter a building. They can stay in their vehicle, they can go underneath a tent and register there, and then be on their way, get free lunch, and get back in their vehicle, and within 10, 15 minutes, they're registered and on the way.
That's
so
great.
We believe that we have taken great strides in keeping people safe, and at the same time, doing our best to register them for the fall term.
You mentioned here before about the procedures and the all the setup that you had to do in the buildings to get ready for not only for faculty and staff as well as for students and I guess the general public too. Are there any special expectations that you're hoping to get from the public when they come by the Ivy Tech buildings?
Yes, well, what we do is that we actually greet them. We're known for our hospitality, so that's something that will not change, but we at the same time, we want them to be safe. And so we do ask them to put on their mask, their face mask. We do have stations there for for a hand sanitizer. So if for an individual, it's just, well, they want to get their hands sanitized. We have stations throughout the building. And if they feel uncomfortable for whatever reason, if they think that maybe there's an individual standing too close to them, then we have individuals here that will ask them to respect that distancing. So as Mr. Curry alluded to, the three W's, that's what we keep referring to, and we expect all our guests and students and staff to respect the three W's.
We do issue masks also.
That's true.
Yeah. So for visitors, we do give them free, no charge, when they come here.
Now, I know that there are opportunities that come up for travel and that come up during the school year that normally there wouldn't be any problem if we didn't have the pandemic. Are there any special procedures or special policies that the Ivy Tech Community College has had to put in place to be able to deal with any travel? For all types of travel, whether it's campus to campus or whether it's students and having to go to special assignments and things like that.
Well, we will address every situation. If, for instance, as an example, a faculty member says, we've been invited to visit, say, another campus or
right.
possibly a site, a learning site, we would gather all the information. I would ask Mr. Curry to study it. He would put together a summary of facts and present that to me, and we would review that with the faculty member and, of course, our Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, Margaret Summers, Dr. Summers. And we would make that decision. So we will look at every situation, every request with a fine-tooth comb. And I believe if we do that, then we honor what our value, which is keeping people safe.
Mm-hmm. Just to add to that question, I think we also would, you know, obviously we would encourage virtual in some cases. We will do that. And then we also look at, as me and Louie talked, if there was some individuals traveling to what we call hot states, we would probably discourage that, you know, like what's going on in Texas and some of the other areas of the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like that even if you have most everything figured out, you're going to leave things open for having to make some adjustments along the way as everything will change, as they oftentimes can do, especially with the pandemic as being as it is. So you're pretty ready, I believe, to get a new academic year underway there at Ivy Tech.
No, we're excited, Chris. Mr. Curry and I have been planning since March, when things didn't maybe look all that rosy back then. But so you can imagine, we're just a few weeks away. So we're actually psyched up that the fall term is about to begin. So we believe we're ready, and we will deal with any situation that might present itself.
Well, Chancellor Gonzalez, thank you very much, and you too, Mr. Curry, for joining us to talk about how Ivy Tech Community College, the Lake County campuses, are all ready to go for a new academic year in the age of a coronavirus pandemic. And the best of luck to everybody, not only faculty, staff, administrators on campus, and the students who attend the Ivy Tech campuses as well. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Chris, for having me.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Louie Gonzalez is the chancellor of Ivy Tech Community College campuses in Lake County, and Bruce Curry is the facilities director for Lake County campuses. This is Regionally Speaking.